A story now that may have been lost amid all the news over the last month. In early October, the Trump administration declined to list the Pacific walrus as endangered, a decision that a conservation group called a death sentence for the species. Walruses are dependent on sea ice, which is declining as a result of climate change. We're joined now by Chad Jay, who leads the walrus research program at the Alaska Science Center of the U.S. Geological Survey. He joins us from Alaska Public Media in Anchorage. Chad, is there an estimate for how many Pacific walruses there are right now?
Well, the last survey that was done was in 2006 with an estimate of about 130,000 animals, but that was known to be an incomplete survey.
Do we have a sense of the trend lines of what's happening to the Pacific walrus populations?
Yeah. Some more recent modeling work that's done by USGS suggests that the population underwent a rapid decline from the early 80s, and that decline slowed in the 90s. And at this point, it's not entirely clear whether the population is slowly increasing or slowly decreasing.
Well, what was the reason for that rapid decrease?
Well, we're not real sure, but it did fall on the heels of some very high harvest levels in the late 70s and early 80s. And whether the loss of sea ice that they've been experiencing over the last decade or two has had much to do with that is really unknown at this point.
Well, make the connection for us between walruses and sea ice. Why is sea ice so important to them?
Well, walruses use sea ice to breed in the wintertime and then to give birth in the spring. And they use sea ice also as a platform to crawl out onto and rest between feeding bouts on the seafloor. And with the sea ice over the shallow waters of the continental shelf, it allows walruses to access a great deal of area and occupy areas they want to be that's closest to their food sources. Right now, what we're seeing is in their summer range up in the Chukchi Sea, that in late summer and early fall, that the sea ice has been receding so rapidly and to such a large extent that it doesn't cover that shallow area anymore. And so walruses then are forced to use land haulouts to rest between their feeding bouts.
So will there come a point when these walruses won't be able to cope if sea ice continues to decline and, you know, waters get warmer and glaciers melt?
They are coping to some extent. It's hard to say how well they'll cope into the future. Sea ice model projections indicate that the sea ice decline is going to continue through the end of the centuries. And so a good deal of their habitat is still going to be lost in the future. And so it's really hard to say how well they're going to deal with that as conditions get worse.
What about some of the other effects of climate change? I mean, how are they being affected by things like warming waters and ocean acidification?
Walruses feed on the seafloor, and one of their main prey items are clams. And ocean acidification isn't good for animals that have to make shells. And so it's really too early to say how ocean acidification is going to play out into the future and how it might impact the prey for walruses. But also reduced sea ice also has an effect on how food gets to the bottom to these other marine organisms that walruses feed on. Hmm. So it could have some implications to their food source in the future.
How does it impact that?
Well, it's all about the kind of the timing of the sea ice melt and the amount of sunlight that gets into the water and creates a production that eventually falls to the bottom for these organisms to feed on. Another thing that's been observed with these walruses coming to shore to haul out is that they're further away from some of their preferred feeding grounds when they have to haul out onto shore. And so they have to travel greater distances. And so that has some energetic cost, but we're still trying to determine what the level of that cost is at the population level. Also, in these herds that form on land, they're very large herds sometimes, in the tens of thousands of animals, females and their young. And when they're on land, they're exposed to greater chances of disturbance from planes or boats or bears or human activities, and cause the walruses to stampede and trample some of the young to death at times.
So do you think that the decision not to list the Pacific walruses as endangered is going to have a noticeable impact on the animals?
I don't think I can comment on that at this point, and it's not appropriate for me to comment on it.
Because you're working at the U.S. Geological Survey.
Yes, right. Yes. We're a science organization, so we provide the science for federal, state, and local managers and the public and decision makers, and we don't make policies.
That's Chad Jay, who leads the Walrus Research Program at the Alaska Science Center of the U.S. Geological Survey. Chad, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.